This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Hunter Liggett Army Reserve Base in Monterey County. We're here with Colonel Kerry Norman, commander of the base. Hi, Kerry.
How you doing, Tom? It's great to see you today.
You too. This is kind of a sad day for me because change of command, and you're going to Fort Leonard Wood?
I am. You think it's a sad day for you. It's a sad day for me to leave this beautiful installation.
Major shift in your life, isn't it?
Oh, yes, very much so, because every time you take command and then you leave command, you never know if you're going to be afforded that gift again, because it is truly a gift and an honor when you're given command.
Going back in time, you started out in San Francisco at the Presidio, didn't you?
I did,
yes. As an enlisted private and the MPs?
Yep, I sure did. I started in 1986 and got my commission in 1992. It was then 6th Army, which no longer exists at the Presidio. It's kind of neat to come back to California and be able to command here.
And how long have you been base commander at Fort Hunter Liggett?
Every commander is given 2 years. It's a 2-year tenure because you are board selected to do this.
During your time here, last 2 years, you've gone through some amazing training exercises and some hurdles, I'm sure. What are some of the most outstanding memories that you think of?
Oh, definitely bringing back major training and achieving our joint qualification as an installation. As you know, we're the 7th largest installation in the Army, and a lot of people don't know that. We have about 170,000 acres.
And are you number one training base for the Army Reserve?
We are definitely that. So when we had the 7th ID come back with their strikers and train here, and that was just absolutely wonderful. Commanding General really credited us when they went to the National Training Center for getting as many T's. They got 5 T's out of 6, which means they were trained in 5 areas, and he directly accredits that to being here at Hunter Liggett training.
During these training exercises, you have as many as, what, 8,000, 9,000 troops here?
Well, actually, we've had up to 12.
Wow.
Last year we had 12, but we pass through probably about 70,000 to 80,000 on average a year that we train, and that's Army, Air Force, Marines, Navy, some police departments, 3-letter agencies, British, Canadians, you name it. Everybody's coming here.
And right now, today on base, the mobile medic exercise is still going on?
Yeah, Global Medic. So they've been doing a great job, too, and testing all their skills.
And they set up mass units.
They set up a mobile hospital. They have just been wonderful. Great, great folks here.
Did they do actual medevac exercises, loading in helos?
They had what we call some dust-off helicopters. If you see the ones with the Red Cross on them, those are the dust-offs. And so they did all of that. And then also our fire department and police also assisted in some of that as well.
Going forward in Colonel Norman's life, you're going to Fort Leonard Wood?
Yes. Everybody always wanted to get that and Fort Leavenworth confused, and they're actually only a couple states away or a state away. I'm going to be the deputy commandant of the military police school, which is great, and I look forward to that. I'll play a big part in the external training, the reserve forces outside of Leonard Wood, which we train them here as well. We train MPs here at Fort Hunter Liggett, and also be on the command staff and be part of policymaking and regulations for the military police corps, as well as also interacting with the young MPs, whether they're enlisted or officers at the schoolhouse.
And where is Fort Leonard Wood?
Fort Leonard Wood is in Missouri, and I would say it's closer to Springfield, but it's along the Turnpike 44, the Will Rogers Turnpike, and it's about an hour north of Springfield.
Reeling back in time, before you came to Hunter Liggett, as I remember, you were at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin, is that correct?
Actually, that was a couple of jobs ago. Before I came here, I was at Joint Base Lewis McChord, where I worked for the 104th. Before that, I was a professor of military science at Seattle University. So McCoy was, that was before my battalion command at Knox, but yes, I was there as a major. I was at McCoy.
When you were teaching, what were you teaching?
When I was at Seattle University, I taught mostly the seniors before they got commissioned.
So these are ROTC?
Yes, ROTC. And it's funny because I still hear from my lieutenant, well, they were my cadets, but now they're all lieutenants, and some are getting close to captainhood. So it's wonderful to still hear from them.
Parting thoughts.
Wow, there's been a lot of changes. We assisted King City in getting an Amtrak stop, which is going to be a big deal. I'd like the public to know that we have a lot of facilities here that they can use. We've started steak night again at the Hacienda, the historic Hearst Hacienda. So I recommend people look at the Fort Hunter Liggett Morale Welfare Recreation Facebook page, and you can see things that are going on. And it's just been the greatest honor to be the commander here.
Well, it's my honor.
Thank you so much. You are the best. I really enjoy visiting with you.
You too. We've been talking with Colonel Kerry Norman, base commander. Right now we're with Colonel Charles Bell. This is a special day. You're taking command today, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Taking command of the Fort Hunter Liggett Garrison.
Where was your last duty station?
My last duty station, I was the operations officer for readiness at the 412th Theater Engineer Command in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
So this is a change, even geographically, right?
This is a big change, but there are a lot of similarities in terms of, you know, how we can affect training here at Fort Hunter Liggett.
Looking forward, what's overarching in your mind, your biggest challenge, the thing that you want to get your teeth into right away?
I think, you know, as I look at the garrison, I think about the training and how we can affect the readiness of our soldiers as they come out here and what we can do to support them. And that's, I don't know if it's a challenge, but it's definitely a goal of mine. I want to make sure that every soldier that comes out here is fully equipped to come out here and do the training that our commanders need so that they're trained and ready.
You have exercises right now that you're going to jump into, right? There's Global Medic going on.
Yes, sir. So we have Global Medic going on, and then as we roll into next year, I know we're lined for a combined support training exercise, as well as some construction exercises. We have the gamut of functional as well as collective exercises.
It's June right now, going into the summer and fall. Do you have more exercises plan?
I think Global Medic kind of closes the door for our exercises this fiscal year, but as we head into October and November, we'll start to see a rotation of CBs come in and do construction, followed by several other rotations.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit about you and your background. You went to university majoring in what?
Yeah, so I am a graduate from Ohio University in Athens, Ohio, and I have a business degree. I'm an engineer by trade, but not by degree. I've been fortunate to work in the engineer profession my entire career. So that's my degree. I've also...
Were you ROTC in school?
I was. I was ROTC in school. And then I was able to go to the Army War College. And, of course, I have a master's degree from the Army War College.
You're in the Army Reserves. When did that start?
Yeah, so I'm in the Army Reserve. That started about 1991. And so I was an enlisted soldier for some time. And then I went through ROTC and commissioned in 1997. So I've been a commissioned officer since 1997. Mm-hmm. And then following that, in around 2001, I came in the AGR program. I'm active duty in support of the Guard and Army Reserve.
AGR meaning?
Active Guard.
A lot of people don't know you also have, you're interconnected with Camp Parks way up in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Camp Parks is one of our subordinate installations, Dublin, California. So those are our subordinate installations. I'm looking forward to getting up to Camp Parks.
And how do you guys work together? What's the relationship?
Camp Parks is like a subordinate command. They have, of course, their own garrison commander and Lieutenant Colonel Jennifer Nolan and Command Sergeant Major Johnson. But when they need support, they reach back to us as kind of the bigger command, and we provide that support.
How long have you been here?
I've been here for 2 weeks.
So you've got your feet on the ground. Going forward, what's one of the things that you plan to work on, to change, to modify, to enhance?
I think, like we spoke about earlier, the big thing that I plan to work on is really ensuring that we have the support plans in place to support units that come in to train. That's why we're here. We're predominantly a training installation. That's key for us, and I want to make sure that everything's set up so that the units are successful when they come here to train.
Colonel Charles Bell, what a pleasure to meet you, and I look forward to working with you in the future.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the interview. I appreciate you coming out and interviewing us and attending this change of command, so thank you.
My pleasure. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting Fort Hunter Liggett in Monterey County.
Hey, Tom. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Molly Blaisdell, San Francisco, and Katya Singel, San Luis Obispo, California.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org.